Yeah, all the devices get these randomized numbers, like they're 100 dot addresses or something like that. They're just internally routable between each other. So if you, it's kind of like if you're familiar with turning on a VPN, you basically are turning on a VPN client on, like, say, your Windows machine or your Mac or whatever, and then it gets an IP address, and it's part of the mesh network with all your other devices. So they have their own private IP ranges. You can do whatever you want. I have a lot of the stuff with my All-Star node and things like that. They're all running with this mesh network between those. So for example, I need to have a connection to the digital server, the URF, right? I have a tunnel, or they both have tail scale addresses, so they can find each other. They're able to, like, circumvent firewalls, all kinds of stuff, because they're all able to punch through and all that stuff. But you could be in, like, a corporate environment, though, where they may not allow that through. They might filter it and things like that. But for all intents and purposes, I'm on a private network. And then you can have what they call an exit node. So I could say, okay, I want all my internet traffic to go through my exit node, which might be a VM in the cloud. And that's how I'm doing – that's how I circumvent the All-Star issue with the IP addresses changing. I always have a externally facing IP address that's the address of a VM in the cloud. But all my traffic is going, you know, through that out to the internet. And so that's how you get around it with their antiquated way of authenticating users.